All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Lust Academy, so let's get started. Oop, you know this one moves fast. Hope I'm not intruding. Not at all. I was just telling Sam that I can't imagine her as a child. Sounds silly, I know. But in my head, she's always been like she is now. I try to create another image in my head, but it's impossible. Ha ha ha, that's really funny. Didn't you get a look at the pictures with her as a little girl? Never. I can show you a few. No. But why? I can't remember any good photo from my childhood. My parents weren't the best photographers. Come on, what are you talking about? You look very cute in all of them. I swear. Let me show you my favorites. What? Do you really have my photos on your phone? Only a couple of them. What? Grim, why would you have those? Hold on. Okay, making sure we're recording. Just look at her. Oh. Okay, I admit that he's not... Excuse me. Okay, I admit that one's not the bad one. You were so sweet. And what about now? Now you're the sweetest. Ha 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 ha. Do you have a parrot? I did. It died when I was 12. The smartest bird that I've ever seen. And she always sang before I went to sleep. That's so sad, but cute. Oh, and here's my birthday. Gosh, I almost forgot about this photo. The worst birthday ever. What? Why? I dreamed about the party and I planned everything at least a month in advance. Invited all the people I thought were my friends. Was really excited about everything, but only a few people came. I was crying half the night. Ow, that sucks. But it was the first time I realized what actually matters. There are a lot of people in our life who seem to be there for us in words. But sometimes it's too difficult to say who's your real friend and who's not. Exactly. Only time can tell. So we must be more selective in choosing our inner circle. Definitely. And not to open up to those who were kind and showed a little bit more attention. Yeah, I'm kind of learning that myself. Do you have any photos with a more funny story? I don't want to get depressed. The stories so far have made me sad. Of course I do. This is a recent photograph. Wow, is it your prom? Yes. Seems I haven't changed much. You look gorgeous here. And this dress is just amazing. I agree with every word she says. Thank you, guys. Oh, Dad's calling. I'll talk to him outside. It was good to see you, Grim. Bye. I'll go too. See ya. Haven't seen photos from my childhood for a long time, and there are no photos on my phone. I'm sure Olivia has a couple of them somewhere. Maybe I should write her. No, it's better not to bother her too much. Oh, it's so late already? I spent too much time with the girls. I'm going for a walk. It's beautiful here, but I know a place that's even better. It's time to go to the club. Stop, there's a fee to get into the club, buddy. What? You must be kidding me, big boy. Who are you calling a big boy? Are you looking for a fight? Nah, look, here's my VIP pass. Any more questions? It's really a VIP pass. So can I go in? Go ahead, of course. Sorry, I didn't recognize you right away. That's what I thought. That's what I thought, Mr. Security Guard. Nadell seems to miss the good company. Good thing I'm here now. I'm saying that because DP's a security guard in real life. And he totally acts like that guy. Hey, hi. No, he's a little bit hardcore. To be fair, he's a little more hardcore. We know that. You look great as always. Hi, Grim. Nice to see you back at Lady Luck. Do you want a table or VIP with someone? Actually, I'm more interested in you. Me? The last time I looked, that wasn't on our menu. Very funny, but I'm serious. I came here for you. Can I buy you a cocktail? It's very sweet, doll. It really is, but I'm working right now. Would it really stop the world if you took a break? Ooh, you might be asking a little too much if she's at work. Besides, we won't go far, I promise. Technically, Vanessa's bar is your workplace. You have a point, but I have to say no. But why? The rules don't allow us to drink in the workplace. Exactly. Bro, you have to respect the rules when she's on the clock. Stupid rules. Can I buy a hottie I like a cocktail? Come on now, don't push her. You can, why not? But you just said, But not during work hours. Look, you're a great guy and we had a great time at the cafe. So I'd love to have a drink with you after work. My shift ends tonight. In the meantime, you can enjoy our club's other offerings. I came for you and I'll wait for you, no matter how long it takes. Okay, Mr. White Knight. And you're stubborn. I kind of like that. Alright, wait for me. It's a deal. It seems Adele's shift is almost coming to an end. It's time to remind her that we had a date. What's up, gorgeous? Aren't you tired of working? I don't have the most tiring job, kitty. I'm always a fool of energy. Why? I just thought since your shift's about to end, I should buy you a cocktail at the bar. What do you think? Oh, honey, how could I refuse such a tempting offer? Especially when Vanessa makes the cocktails. Come on, let's go. I hope you like the cocktail. I learned some new recipes. Thanks, babe. I'm sure you won't disappoint me. Disappoint you? Never! Perhaps I should have gotten a cocktail too. Then again, last time a cocktail from Vanessa cost me a whole neck. You and Vanessa have an interesting vibe. How long have you known each other? Vanessa? Oh, it seems like forever. I hired her years ago when I first opened the club. Wait, so you don't just work here. You own this place? He says, did you open this place? But yeah, she said that. So basically he's saying, you own this place? Yup. That's so cool. I don't know why you can't afford to... This is unbelievably good. Vanessa's a genius. Sorry, I was absorbed in Vanessa's new masterpiece. Where were we? I was wondering why you refused to have drinks with me while you were on shift. Because of lunch. It's your place. Do whatever you want. Oh shit, he's not wrong about that. It's about discipline. Ooh. Ooh. She's saying you lack the discipline. Girls look up to me. When I'm in the gym, I'm as much an employee as they are. They need to know that the rules are for everyone and are inviolable. I like that word, inviolable. It's a strong word. But she said gym. Isn't this like a club or a bar? That's it. That's a very wise thought. What, did you think I was just a hottie with straw instead of a brain? No, I'm just... Relax, I was just kidding. You're funny when you make excuses. But I like confident men better. Oof! Believe me, I'm confident. We'll see about that, kid. Oh, that's not that guy. That's her. In the meantime, cheers! Who's that guy? No, just imagine, the whole club was the size of a current VIP. One table, torn cushions on the sofas, and a rickety pole. It's even hard to imagine that the club used to be this small. I had to meet guests, dance, and even sometimes take over for the bartenders. So you used to dance on your own? Yes, I used to. I was popular. I was able to earn it all. But not just my figure, mind. Mind is important. You've accomplished a lot. But I have to be honest, now all I can think about is how you looked on the pole. Do you? That's all you think about? You know how beautiful you are. I do like that, when he said, oh, you know how beautiful you are, instead of saying you're beautiful. Can you blame me for being fascinated by the thought of you dancing? I might regret it, but I have an idea. Come with me. Where to? It's a surprise. Come on, you'll love it. Okay, whatever you say. It's so crowded in here. Eek, I thought I'd close early. What can I say? Your club is popular. Heh, so be it. I'm not embarrassed by them. Of course you're not. That much alcohol kills any shyness. At this rate, she'll drink the whole bottle at once. As if she's getting ready to do something crazy. Now I'll show you that reality can be better than fantasy. Shit. I still can't believe she decided to go for it. Did I wake up the devil in her? Or was it that cocktail from Vanessa? Either way, I have nothing to complain about. It's easy to see why she was popular. Her moves are graceful and spectacular. The other girls are no match for her skill. I'm gonna have to see more renders than that to believe what I'm seeing. I drank that much and twirled on a pole, I'd throw up. Ooh, I like that look. She does it like it's easy, and she knows exactly what poses to take to show off her virtues. Yeah, that looks good. She has the grace and dexterity of a cat. And such incredible shapes. Wow, can she do that? Oh, I like that. The world lost a lot the day she quit stripping. I can't take my eyes off her. Good Lord. Bravo! Isn't this the end? Is she going to... No, it can't be. Did she really do it? Get naked? Right there? Fucking hell. Oh, wow. Am I dreaming? Pinch me. No, wait, don't pinch me. I don't want to wake up. I've never seen anything more beautiful in my life. All this... She's doing it for me? Oh, Adele, you're something. Now she looks like a panther. Who's getting ready to attack her prey? That's what I'm talking about. Predator. I think that's about it. Ooh, I like that. That's a classic stripper pose. And she's clearly waiting for my reaction. Bravo, bravo. By the way, found out that one of my friends on social media has been a stripper like her whole life. She's been in several different clubs for 5 years. I didn't even know that. I was talking to this girl for a while. It's like, yeah, I used to be a stripper for 5 years of my life. I'm like, damn. And she said I was really good, too. I mean, I didn't know that. Like, I mean, she's a goth chick. I mean, like, old school goth chick. Like, our day's goth chick. And not like these new goths. But, yeah, she was telling me all about it. And I said, what's the most important thing she learned stripping? And she said, being comfortable naked. She said, a lot of people really get worried, when you're naked. Like, they get really uncomfortable. So, she never had a problem with that because she was just stripping so much. It was something that just came natural to her. And she says that's helped her a lot in life. Because, of course, you know, she had been with a pretty shitty dude that abused her and all that crap. And, I mean, she's got a kid now and all that, so she's doing the goth mommy thing. But, yeah, she was a stripper for 5 years of her life, and all, like, 6 different clubs all over the country. So I'm like, damn. Oh yeah, it's cool. I mean, that's probably not the only stripper I know. I mean, you guys are starting to think Grim is sleazier than he appears. Well, you know how they say objects in mirror are more sleazy than they appear? Well, might be true here. That was just amazing. No, really. I'm even a little shocked. I think I was speechless a few times looking at you. Oh, come on. You're making me look bad. I haven't practiced in years. I bet I looked like a laughing stock. I know what I'm talking about. You looked like a goddess. Ah ha ha. If you say so. I think she even got a pole installed in her place. Thanks for a great night, Grim, but it's late. I have to close the club. Thank you. I had a memorable time. Shall we do it again sometime? Absolutely. Just in a more private setting. Oh, baby, I'm all for it. I want you to dance just for me. Phew, what a night. No one would have thought Adele owned this club. And try that one again. And certainly not that she's so good on a pole. I wonder what other talent she has that I've yet to find out. Watch that shady looking fucker. But you got like magic power, so you could probably like blast him into the wall or something. It's too late anyway. I need to go back to the hotel and get some sleep. Hey, he looks familiar. I think I saw him on Being a Dick. Otherwise, I'll be exhausted all day tomorrow. I never thought Adele could be so fun and relaxed. But she does know how to party. Yeah, she does know how to party, especially when she's drunk. I wish I could be that confident. And her pole dancing, real magic. Imagine what she can do in the VIP room. I should ask for another date next time I'm in town. What's going on? Ah! Keep your distance from me, monster! Wait, Sabrina! Ah! Has he mistaken her for Sabrina? I guess I see the resemblance. Looks like he ripped her shirt off. Hold on, we gotta look. I keep hitting the wrong button. There we go. I mean, who can blame me for taking a closer look? Such a nice little set of tits. And her nipples look swollen from the cold. I need to do something if I don't want those beauties hurt. Come back! Sabrina! Hey, not so fast! What do you think you're doing? You can't harass people like that. Sabrina! It's not Sabrina, are you blind? She's getting away! Move! I won't. Ah! I said move! Fuck, he tossed me to the ground as if I was a toddler. Ugh! I need Sabrina! Wait! Ah! Die! Wait, please! Don't do this! I know Sabrina. I can help. Help? Art, help? Yes, I can help you. Lies? Lies? What? No, no lies. I'm telling the truth. Let me show you. Here, take this. Art? What's that? A potion from Sabrina. Is it Sabrina? Yeah. Yes, a potion. What's wrong with him? He just stands there after juggling that potion. Is it working? What is he staring at? That thing. Is that really me? Is that how I really look now? How can it be? Merlin's beard, how did it all end up like this? Looks like it worked. His mind is clear now, but he's still a monster. Thank you. Me? Never mind. You saved me. You saved my mind. And you stopped me from doing things I regret my whole life. No problem. Anyone would do the same. Brave and humble. You must be from Leonhardt. He knows about houses and new Sabrina. Strange. What happened to you? That I must find out. I give you my word, I'll come back to return the favor, my friend. And for now, tell Sabrina that Harvey thanks her for saving his life once again. I will. Phew, what a night! If I hadn't come to the rescue, who knows what would have happened to that girl? That monster. Harvey, I wonder what happened to him. What caused him to become like that? Maybe Sabrina will have some answers. It's time to get some sleep. I'm exhausted. But we're not done yet. Oh yeah, it was good to sleep. Now I'm full of energy, but I thought you hated sleeping on that bed. It remains to be decided what to spend it on. One of the great perks of this hotel is the hottie at the front desk. Hi, Mina. Good morning, Grim. How'd you sleep? I slept great. I'm full of energy and spirit. I'm glad to hear... Man, that has not been me in a while. I'm full of energy and spirit! No. Not in the morning. Have you thought of plans for what to do today? I'll start with a walk. May even go to Aki's Cafe. That's a good idea. Have a nice day. Ah, the weather is nice today, too. That's what weekends are supposed to be like. I'm gonna enjoy a cup of coffee. Geniuses seem to think alike. Lily also decided to start her day with coffee at Aki's. I'll keep her company. I think Lily is reading again. I wonder what happened to her phone this time. Hey, you're still reading. Have you picked up the habit from Haley? Grim, it's good to see you. Have a seat. It's my pleasure. What's your book about? About a planet overrun by intelligent octopuses. Science fiction. I can't believe it's so fascinating. I started it out of desperation and now I can't stop. I'd forgotten that I wasn't interested in magic at all when I was a kid. I was always fascinated by stories about space and uncharted galaxies. I even used to believe that aliens would come and take me away. I wonder if she'll make an appearance in Lust Element. I'm sorry, that probably sounds silly. No, no, it doesn't. Go on, I'm very interested. I never would have thought that mages dreamed of space. Paradox. I used to love to wear weird makeup, make myself costumes out of tinfoil. I even wrote a story myself about a mighty space warrior princess. Come on, you wrote a story? I've been dying to read it. Do you still have copies? Sadly, no. I was pretty cranky growing up. And when the aliens never came, I got mad. and I accidentally burned everything. Wow, what's that? An uncontrollable burst of magic? Did you call up a fireball or something? Well, I don't think a can of gasoline and a lighter could be considered a fireball. Huh, are you a fan of arson? Never would have guessed that. I still have a lot of secrets from you, but we'll leave them for another day. I have to run to make sure I'm not late for my meeting. See you later. Bye. Lily is a sci-fi fan. I never would have thought. Okay, that was nice, but I never got my coffee. Time to hit the coffee shop. This place seems to be more popular with students than I thought. You can't walk a step without seeing familiar faces. Samantha and Audrey are inseparable, even on weekends. I think it's worth adding my presence to their company. Hi, girls. Grim! Samantha, it's good to see you. Hello, Audrey. Hey there. Charming as always. Give me a second, I'll order something. Good evening. Hello. What can I get for you today? Evening? That was morning. Let me think for a little bit. Do you like Gawain? I've just made a little bit. And I swear to you, nothing on earth smells so heavenly as a freshly brewed Gawain. The smell is really incredible. I'd love to have a cup then. Here you are. Thank you. I think I'll be coming here more often. Really like the atmosphere here. And drinks are amazing. That's good to hear. You're welcome. So how's it going? Grim, you have a talent for showing up at exactly the right time. What do you mean? I'm trying to get Sam to crack. She doesn't want to tell her best friend what she looks for in a guy. Can you believe that? And I think that's offensive. That means you don't think you can trust me. I only say that I'm not locked into one specific type of person. And that's true for some people. Appearance isn't everything for me. And yes, that's true for some people. Not everyone lives in the Instagram world. Most of the women I dated did not put on a bunch of fucking makeup. Like, for real. Most of them I dated, you barely see them dressed up. Like, it wasn't a big deal. You see all these girls on Instagram now and social media everywhere. They're all dressed to the nines, makeup and all that. That's not what you see when you're with her. Like, sure, when she wants to look a certain way in public, she's going to do that. But every woman I've ever known in my entire life has never, you know, unless they maybe have more of a, like, a complex. Maybe they have, like a Barbie doll. I gotta look like this all the time. Sometimes women are like that. But for the most part, most of the country gals I've known, even some of the girls when I was growing up, man, like, it was not a big thing for women to glam up. It just wasn't a big deal. Now it's like, oh, look at how expensive their clothes are and all that. I mean, the women that I know would watch that stuff, but they didn't want to be that. And like, oh, sure, I'll do that, like, once. And like, if I'm going out in public or it's a special occasion, I might do that, right? So it's not a big deal. And I mean, they don't want the man to look... I mean, of course, women are women, and there's the rippling, you know, the physiques of, what was it, Chris Evans, you know, and you've got Chris Evans, you've got, what's his name, he was on The Tonight Show. Damn, I forgot, Jason Momoa. You've got Jason Momoa, you've got these kind of guys like that the women enjoy, but I mean, that's not what they have to have. Like, I liked Pamela Anderson, but I didn't date her, you know? It's just, the appearance is not everything, and nor should it be. And as you get older, you realize it doesn't matter as much. And even if we talk about, also about, let's not do it like that. And even if we talk about personality, then people are so different. And they change all the time. Even chemically, scientifically, we're not the same people years later because the body isn't the same. You can actually go research that. Every part of your body changes every certain amount of years. So you're a completely different person. Like, I'm not giving you some kind of woo bullshit. Look it up. You can Google it. Check it out. It's pretty damn amazing. And it's all based on your habits. Like, sometimes your eating habits, all that kind of thing. How much exercise you get. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But it all affects your personality and what you're going to be like. So, you know, if you haven't seen your ex-girlfriend or your ex-wife in a number of years, and you're like, oh, I don't recognize this person. Well, that makes sense, because she's technically not the same person biologically in a chemical sense than the one that you married. And sometimes a woman might be like, is this the man I married many years later? And chemically, he's not. Like, he may look like the same person, but as far as the body's concerned, he's not the same person. It's pretty fascinating. How can I choose only one particular type? Audrey, what about you? Do you have a type? Absolutely, yes! I'm into emotional musicians with tattoos, light eyes, long dark hair, and some sort of facial hair. Oh, she won't be into them forever, I can tell you. Kind of a meathead in public, but able to be a sweetheart in private. Oh, okay. You want a man from out of a novel. Like this one. I've hung out with other guys, but they were more like on-call fuck buddies. Well, she's a succubus. I mean, what do we expect, folks? She's a succubus. And girls, not too bitchy redheads with asses, I'd say. But sometimes I'm also attracted to other types of girls. That's it. Not too hard to answer, see? I can describe the last guy I liked. Well, that's something at least. Medium size with short dark hair and brown eyes. Someone who smiles a lot, easygoing, caring and not ignorant. Into sports, but not a sports nut. Seems like you've described Grimm. Not at all. What? That's how Audrey sees me? Yes. Just look at him and face the reality. You asked a question and I answered it. That's all. I'm just a little bit tired of this inquisition. Come on, I'm just kidding. Guys, finish your coffee quickly. Why, are we in a hurry? I'm almost done. Why? The ship will be here soon. I don't want to be late. You know how Jacob's going to be if we delay the ferry. Ahaha, right. I can't take another lecture on responsibility. Shall we go then? Thank you, Aki. That was great. Glad to try. Come back again. We will if we win the house competition. It's worth the effort for this coffee. Too bad we have so little time here. And why doesn't the ferry run every day? Yeah, I'd give anything for a ride here after school. We should pitch that idea to Arthur. Come on, guys. Let's hurry up. You know, the schedule says the ferry only lasts 15 minutes. Yeah, let's go. Imagine living in a town like this. I don't know, it has its charms, but something is missing. You probably wish it had more clubs. Well, at least one without strippers would be nice, yeah. Where did Audrey go? She doesn't handle ferries very well. I think she'll take her nausea potion and come and be back. I see. I take it back. I wouldn't want to go through that every day. Didn't the nausea potion work? I did for seasickness, but the taste of that potion makes me just as queasy. Welcome back. The ferry arrived almost on time this time. I'm proud of you. Now hurry up and go to bed to get your strength up before the school week begins. Okay, so that's all we're gonna do for now. We did a whole day. I think we did 2 days, actually. But you got to see the journey to Dale, and I don't know how much longer this one's going to continue. I have to say, after we had the big fight, there's going to be the Wizards Tournament. So yeah, the Wizards Tournament will be pretty cool. But right now, we're kind of in a downtime, so I mean, it's not quite downtime. Come on, we got to see Adele strip, and that was pretty cool. Our poses were great. It's just a good scene. So yeah, it's been fun, and hope you guys will come back for more Lust Academy later when Grimm's Uncanny Valley continues with more Lust Academy.